Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This morning, flight ban. Australia considers stopping all travellers from India as our cricketers escape the unfolding COVID crisis. Perth out of lockdown. No new cases ends the snap shutdown, but restrictions remain. Remembering Kelly, hundreds of people join family at a vigil for a murdered Gold Coast mother. And Queensland Olympic hope, the federal government to go halves in a 2032 Olympics.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. All flights from India could be suspended within days as the federal government considers its response to the growing COVID crisis and its impact on Australia. Let's go live to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. Thousands of Aussies could be left stranded in India.
Jodie, good morning. With cases surging in India, the federal government is considering placing a temporary ban in on flights both in and out of the stricken country. Last week, the National Cabinet moved to reduce flights by 30% following a spike in cases seen in returned travellers in hotel quarantine. But now there are calls, backed by West Australian Premier Mark McGowan, to put a ban on all flights after it was revealed a man who sparked a leak in hotel quarantine in Perth had travelled to India for his wedding.
They've been leaving here to go and study. They've been going to funerals and they've been going to weddings. Now, they're not essential. You can study here, you can get married here. People here are missing funerals.
The federal government's National Security Committee will meet later today to consider the best way to respond, but have insisted they will be guided by medical advice. They are also considering rushing ventilators to the COVID-stricken country, with India's health system at breaking point, with many hospitals running out of oxygen to treat COVID-infected patients. Jodie?
Terrible situation. Okay, thanks, Taylor. Australian cricket bosses are reportedly looking into chartering a flight to bring home our cricketers at the end of the Indian Premier League next month. Three Aussies have already pulled out of the competition, but others say they feel safe in the sporting bubble. AJ Tye flew into Sydney last night, concerned that he would be locked out of his own country. Fellow cricketer Pat Cummins is staying in India, saying the game provides a few hours of joy and respite each day at an otherwise difficult time for the country. He's committed $50,000 to purchase oxygen supplies for the nation's hospitals. A short, sharp lockdown has come to an end across Perth and the Peel region following a COVID leak in hotel quarantine. No new cases have been detected in the community as hundreds of casual contacts return negative results.
I wish we didn't have to go into lockdown, but it has been necessary and it's worked. We're not a government like other countries around the world that just seem to say, let it rip.
Some restrictions remain, though, including mandatory masks for the next 4 days. Hospitality venues can open under the 4 square metre rule, while nightclubs and gyms remain closed. There was a moving vigil on the Gold Coast last night for murdered mother Kelly Wilkinson. Hundreds of mourners joined her heartbroken family, honouring the life of the vibrant young mother while calling for an end to domestic violence.
Friends and strangers rally around Kelly Wilkinson's family in their darkest days.
Kelly was a beloved daughter, sister and mother. She had always said that being a mother was the best job in the world, and loved nothing more than watching the kids play.
A statement prepared by the family, read out by local MP Sam O'Connor at the vigil.
Kelly was a strong, fierce woman with an enormous heart.
The crowd in Parkwood heard about a selfless woman.
Kelly stood out as a protector. She made everyone fall in love with her antics.
The 27-year-old mother of three died last Tuesday, her estranged husband charged with murder. In the days leading up to her death, her family says Kelly begged police for help.
She only over the past 2 weeks started talking about sort of what she was going through.
We are here today to remember that Kelly Wilkinson is so much more than just another statistic.
After a minute's silence, a song by Ed Sheeran sounded. Kelly had listened to it a lot recently after losing her mum.
Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But mum, there's a tear every time that I blink.
Her family now grieving again, this time a preventable loss.
Hallelujah, you're home.
Rachel Walker, 7 News.
Queensland's bid to host the 2032 Olympics is one step closer after the federal government agreed to fund half the costs. An overhauled Gabba will be the centrepiece of the Games bid, with a $1 billion redevelopment already proposed. Venues and transport projects will be equally funded by the state and federal government, with a jointly run agency to oversee projects. The search for two missing campers in Victoria's High Country has moved to a new location. Police have returned to the Wanangatta area near where Russell Hill and Carol Clay vanished more than a year ago. Detectives are focusing on roadways, tracks, campgrounds, rivers and cliffs. They're still working out if two shovels found 80 kilometres away are linked to the disappearance of the secret lovers. Stargazers will be out in force tonight to get a glimpse of a rare pink supermoon. The phenomenon occurs when the moon is at its closest point to Earth during orbit and in its full phase. It will make the moon appear larger and brighter than usual. The supermoon will be most impressive at sunrise and at sunset when it's closest to the horizon. A man is dead and another is fighting for life after a violent stabbing in East Geelong. Emergency services were called to the property at Thompson yesterday afternoon following reports two men were injured. One was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries, the other died at the scene. The homicide squad is now investigating. Scott Morrison has told a Christian convention that social media is evil and that he was called to do God's work as Prime Minister. He spoke at the Australian Christian Churches Conference, which was held on the Gold Coast last week. In a speech, Mr. Morrison called Facebook and other sites a weapon that could be used by the evil one.
Disrespect for one another, and we all know that how that is corroding and desensitising our country and our society, not just here but all around the world. And I think it's an evil thing. Yeah. I think it's a very evil thing, and we've got to pray about it. We've got to call it out. Yeah. And we've got to raise up the spiritual weapons against this.
The video was uploaded by a group called Rationalists Australia, giving a rare insight into Mr. Morrison's Pentecostal Christian faith. You may never have thought a morning drink of water from the kitchen tap could be making you sick, but new rules will see Australians protected from lead leaking into their water.
A refreshing glass of water straight from the tap.
Australia has some of the best quality drinking water in the world.
But old or imported tap fittings could be making you sick. Brass fixtures can leach lead into drinking water if left sitting in pipes for too long. Lead exposure can cause a range of symptoms, including muscle pains, fatigue, nausea, vomiting and seizures. And for bottle-fed babies, potentially lifelong brain damage.
You could pretty safely say that every single house in Australia contains brass in their plumbing setup.
The Australian Building Codes Board updating the National Construction Code, dropping maximum lead levels from 4.5 to 0.25%.
Here we've got industry saying, please lower it, lower the standard, create some certainty. Let's provide high-quality products for Australian consumers.
But before you call a plumber for the whole house...
If people want to change, they should just change the tap in the kitchen and maybe the tap in the bathroom.
All that brassware should be Australian standard approved, which should be fine.
To reduce your potential exposure to lead in drinking water at home, you can flush your taps by running them for 30 seconds first thing in the morning. But with 2 to 3 litres going down the drain, you might want to save those extra drops for the garden. Elliot Chipper, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the most prestigious art award in the country, and the works have begun rolling in ahead of the 100th Archibald Prize. The Art Gallery of New South Wales is expecting up to 1,000 entries to be submitted by the end of the week.
Dropping off in the hope of picking up something big.
About the 7th or 10th.
There's an art to just getting your art to the gallery.
Every year we have a crack.
Portraits vying for the $100,000 career-changing Archibald Prize.
It's called the Volunteer Everyday Hero.
Salwa chose Local Hero of the Year, Rosemary Kariuki.
She's putting her hand like that, saying stop violence. She's full of life, she's strong.
We're looking for a painting that says something more, that tells us something about that character that's on the canvas.
Entries too for the Sulman Prize for Best Subject Painting and the Wynne Prize for Landscape or Sculpture.
It's a continuation of the demise of humanity, really.
Head packer Brett and his team will pick their own winner. He's got a soft spot for this one, which is of him, the fourth time he's been entered.
Everyone should have a portrait of themselves. Yeah. Maybe not in their house, but
yeah, exactly.
Somewhere.
It's 100 years since this portrait received the very first Archibald.
The Archibald has changed as Australia has changed. The faces are different. Some of the occupations are very different.
Every year there are hundreds of entries, more than 1,000 last year, and the judges will see them all on one day and then have a few weeks to mull over their favourites before the winner is announced on June the 4th.
I will be in heaven for about a year.
Paul Carrack, 7 News.
Checking finance now, Wall Street opened strong before pulling back. The Dow Jones is down slightly. The Nasdaq is up on strong price targets from Boeing and American Express. In London, the FTSE rose, as did Germany's DAX. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed up. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The Australian markets dipped into the red following a flat day of trading. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,779 an ounce. Oil is $65.81 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 78.02 US cents, 84.36 Japanese yen, and $1.07 New Zealand. Home Affairs Secretary Michael Pezzullo says Australia should be striving for peace, but warns the drums of war are beating. In an Anzac Day message to staff, Mr. Pezzullo said Australia must strive to reduce the likelihood of war, but not at the cost of our precious liberty. The powerful bureaucrat is widely tipped to take over as Defence Department Secretary later this year. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in hot water after suggesting that bodies could pile high during a heated discussion about lockdown. The allegations, which Mr. Johnson denies, were made in the Daily Mail newspaper.
Have you ever said that you'd rather see bodies pile up and go into another third lockdown?
No.
It's claimed the Prime Minister made the remark late last year, just before Britain went back into lockdown. NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has made its most ambitious flight yet on the Red Planet. The small probe rose to a height of 5 metres before travelling for 50 metres, half the length of a football field. Ingenuity then returned to its takeoff spot, registering a total flight time of 80 seconds. It's the third flight the chopper has undertaken on Mars. After one of the biggest upsets in the history of the Academy Awards, Oscar winner Sir Anthony Hopkins has used his acceptance speech to pay tribute to his fellow nominee, the late Chadwick Boseman. Let's go live to US correspondent David Woywood. Good morning, David. The Best Actor Award came as a huge shock.
Yeah, it certainly did, Jodie. Look, Chadwick Boseman was widely tipped to win a Best Actor yesterday. He had won in that category in all of those lead-up awards shows. The bookies had all but paid out on him taking home a statuette. It would, of course, have been a posthumous win for the actor. But the big surprise came at the very end of the night. Anthony Hopkins recognised for his work in The Father. He wasn't there on the night, though, to accept the award. He was in Wales, but released a video hours later accepting the win and praising Chadwick Boseman.
very grateful to the Academy and thank you. And I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who's taken from us far too early. And again, thank you all very much. I really did not expect this. So I feel very privileged and honoured. Thank you.
Yes, Anthony Hopkins there. Of course, it was a very different look, Oscars yesterday, and that went for the after parties as well. Gone was the traditional Vanity Fair party. As for Elton John's event, well, that went online, of course, an annual event raising money for charity. As for the Oscars show itself, well, we know that the producers had really taken a gamble on that, and at first blush, it doesn't appear to have paid off for the US networks that actually carried the show, with those ratings down almost 60% yesterday, Jodie.
Okay, David Woywin in LA, thank you. In sport, new Collingwood president Mark Corder has thrown his support behind under fire coach Nathan Buckley. Buckley has denied speculation on his future is affecting his players after their 1-5 start to the AFL season. His contract expires at the end of the year. Meantime, Bulldogs star Josh Dunkley will be sidelined for up to 4 months due to a shoulder reconstruction. Rising Roosters star Sam Walker's dream start to life in the NRL is about to get better. The 18-year-old halfback is set to be offered a 5-year deal by the NRL powerhouse after starring in the first 4 games of his career. Bulldogs coach Trent Barrett has slapped down reports Penrith youngster Matt Burton has backflipped on his agreement to move to Belmore next year. Western United are surging towards a debut finals appearance in their maiden A-League season. The green and black were rarely troubled by the struggling Newcastle Jets in Melbourne last night, United cruising to a 2-0 win. The win moves Western up to 6th, the Jets remain bottom of the ladder. If there were any doubts around rising NBL star Josh Giddey being an NBA draft chance, the 18-year-old firmly put them to bed last night. Giddey hit his first triple-double for the Adelaide 36ers last night, becoming the youngest Australian to reach the feat in the history of the league. Despite Giddey's game, the 36ers still went down to the New Zealand Breakers 93-77. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs are generating showers and storms in northern Queensland and the eastern top end, some heavy. Onshore winds are bringing isolated showers to parts of the Queensland east coast, coastal Victoria and Tasmania. A high is keeping elsewhere dry and settled with largely clear skies. Around the capitals today, mostly sunny in Brisbane, heading for a top of 25 degrees. Haze in Sydney, 23 the top. Morning frost and fog in Canberra, 20. A morning shower or two in Melbourne, 17. Mostly sunny, 19 in Hobart. Sunny and 22 degrees in Adelaide. Partly cloudy and 28 in Perth. And a shower or two, 33 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 27th of April, 2021.